Times are not exactly tough for Otis McLennan, John Altenberg, and a ragtag group of Central Wisconsin musicians called Johnny and the Motones. They've taken another road trip and struck gold for a second time. Their new CD, Get Gone, has been on the national blues charts for several weeks as a follow-up to their first album, which was recorded at the legendary birthplace of rock and roll, Sun Studios in Memphis. Producer and piano player John Altenberg says the follow-up was an easy decision.
Some reviewer somewhere, they called it the ultimate road trip, the first album. And I thought, I like that. I really like that. So we started thinking about, well, let's do an ultimate road trip series. We'll just find a bunch of old legendary studios, take a road trip.
So Johnny and the Motones took another road trip, this time to Fame Studios in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, the birthplace of Southern Rock, where Duane Allman, Otis Redding, Aretha Franklin, and the Rolling Stones recorded.
Music rings through my mind, winding further across that line.
I knew it was a very historic studio, but when I walked in and saw all the photos and all the gold records and the charts, I mean, it's endless.
The result is a new album with 11 original songs. Harmonica virtuoso and singer Otis McLennan says the group did the record in record time.
John talks about having one rehearsal. It wasn't even like really a rehearsal. We got together and we wrote some charts, some music, you know, sheet music up.
We were still finishing them off in the hotel room.
Yeah, half an hour before we recorded, we were actually in the hotel room writing lyrics for these songs.
And so, you recorded this all in one day.
We recorded
7 hours.
7 hours. We had 11 songs in 7 hours. The engineer, as we walked into the studio, he's holding a clipboard. He's looking down at it. He goes, well, it says here you guys want to record 11 songs today. Well, he said, you realize that's not going to happen. And John says, well, let's just get busy and see what happens. And sure enough, we were out of there an hour early.
In the process, they got to perform with some legendary Muscle Shoals musicians at the W.C. Handy Blues Festival. Altenberg says saxophonist John Greiner earned their respect and a new nickname.
John Greiner did his first couple of songs, and he was packing up his horn. And they said, you know, where the hell you think you're going, cheese boy? And there may have been a couple of other colorful comments in there as well, but they wouldn't let him get off stage.
They talk like musicians.
Yeah.
So what's next for John Greiner, guitarist Chris O'Keefe, singer Kara Rupka-Nims, Otis McLennan, and John Altenberg? Do Johnny and the Motones have any plans?
Have we ever?
Yeah, absolutely. We've done the Memphis, we've done the Muscle Shoals, and then about another 2 hours northeast of Memphis would be Nashville. So there's a couple places in Nashville that we're checking into.
Gotta put the pedal down!
Can you say road trip? In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.